terms of the kinds of opportunities that you see.
And I would, yeah, when, if I was trying to start all over again, I'm sure that I would, well, I don't know. If I knew what I was doing, I'd want to go to school longer and get some kind of an education and do something worthwhile instead of piazzing around and the way I did.
Do you have a notion of what that would be, given what there seems to be available today?
I don't know.
This is your chance to fantasize doing it all over.
Yeah.
This is it.
The trouble is I can't think of any. I can't think like that because I think I know if I was starting all over, I'd be just as much of a damn fool as ever.
Do you think young women have an easier future ahead for them today than, say, when you were, in your early 20s, like teens?
Have an easier what?
Future.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they're smarter now. They know enough to know that they can do things. So see, a lot of it with me was, and I guess, you know, with our generation, we just thought you couldn't do that. You know, that's beyond us. But now I don't think anybody feels that way. They know, you know, you can go to the moon if you play your cards right. And
so there hasn't been a woman there yet.
There will be. And so I think that young people are a lot smarter, and they realize that, though some of them, now see with my grandchildren, this one grandson that lives down at the beach, I asked him recently how old he is, 25, he's 25, and he isn't married or entangled in any way, and he works in a restaurant, the Chart House.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent him to Massachusetts to work in their place and, you know, like that. And he learned everything he started in the kitchen peeling potatoes or something. And he learned everything there. And now he's been a bartender and a waiter and a blah, blah, blah. And now he's a head waiter. And he works about 3 nights a week, I guess, and the rest of the time he takes off because he makes enough money. And he just lives a good life. Great. He's going back to Massachusetts to work again pretty soon. Now, see, I think that's how some young people are. They're smart enough to know, well, let's get something out of life before we settle down. But I have another grandson younger than him. He's about, I think he's 23. Well, he's married and has this little boy, 4. And he's happy, and everything seems to be fine. He works for the telephone company. He's a telephone installer.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if that's his life and what he wants, that's fine. I don't mean he should do anything else, but I guess they still, I think, you know, kids wouldn't get married so young now, but he got married young. Because now they don't have to, you know, they don't think they have to get married.
Mm-hmm.
They just live together a while, which I think that's good, because they find out whether they can they're going to get along or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, I think some things, I think, are better for
mm-hmm.
them. They have more freedom and everything. But I don't know. So when we went to Palm Springs, and we went out. You know, we went to a bar. We went to a couple of bars. The girls like to go and they walk through these places to look around. Just these places they've heard about, you know, and then we go to dinner somewhere else. And so that we see different places. Every place we went, there's a bar full of people. Every table full. Girls. Girls with girls. I said, oh, Grace, what is it? Where are all the men? That must be terrible. And she said, well, that's what we're always kidding about, Ma. That's what we're always saying. You know, I want him. Get him for me. And so some things, oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to be young the way things are today. Oh, I don't know. It seems so. And children don't have any fun today. I haven't got anything to do, that's all they say. There's nothing on TV.
What are your feelings about the women's movement?
Well, at first, I thought they were pretty damn silly. I said, what is this? I said to, oh, my daughter-in-law, well, all of them, all the girls in the family, and my granddaughters, I wouldn't dare say anything to them. I said, what is all this? I said, I thought the Emancipation Proclamation took care of all this. My daughter-in-law said, oh, no, mother, no. And but all he heard at first was all, you know, burning their bras and all this stuff. Come on. But now that I've, you know, heard more about it, naturally I'm all for it. I want women to be, I don't know why women want to be the same as men. I'd rather stay being better than men. they go to such extremes, you know, I wouldn't want my daughter working in a coal mine. I don't know why she would want to. So, I don't know too much about it, but some of the women that I hear on TV talking about it are so obnoxious on either side. Sometimes it's one, sometimes it's the other. But I think, oh, why doesn't she shut up and go home?
How about on issues like, for instance, abortion and the Equal Rights Amendment?
Oh,
two such hot issues.
Yeah, that's that abortion. I don't like to think of anybody having an abortion. I think that's terrible. You know, they blather about it's my body. It isn't my body. It's that baby's life. You know, I mean, there's somebody else to consider there, but they always seem to think, well, I can do what I want. Well, sure you can, but why don't you think of this child? Anyway, but I think of anybody who wants an abortion, why not? And why are they so against that? Because nobody's going to force anyone to have an abortion, I don't think. So I don't understand that whole thing at all. What are they hollering about? Why? If somebody wants an abortion, go ahead. Sorry with me. I mean, just personally, when I think of anybody having an abortion, it seems too bad, you know. But I know, you know, people can be desperate. And nowadays, of course, a girl doesn't have to be so desperate. An unmarried girl. One of my granddaughters has a baby. She isn't married, and she didn't want to marry this girl. You know, after she got pregnant, and I don't know if he wanted to get married, but I know she said she didn't want him. He wasn't for her. So I thought that was very smart and wise and fortunate that she could do that in this day and age. You know, once upon a time she had to get married.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no sense of getting married and living in misery for nothing. But I'm glad she had her baby. I'm pleased about that. Personally, you know, I think, oh, that's fine.
What happened to your former husband? Did you ever officially get divorced anywhere else?
Yeah, I got a divorce. I don't remember when that was either. But, everybody, several people, friends and people saying, well, why don't you get a divorce? Well, you're not, I think Grace even said one time, well, why, you're not married and you're not unmarried, and, you know. So I don't know where I got the money for it, but I had money in the credit union. I was working at Water and Power. And I went and got a divorce. Big deal. I didn't feel any different afterwards. And it didn't make any difference. So all I did was spend some money on it. It was nonsense. But I, you know, if people can't live together, I think they should, you know, get out. Don't stay together for the children and have the children listening to you the way my kids heard me fight all the time.
Did they have any contact with their father over the years?
Well, he came here one time. I always tried not to turn them against him. I would say, you know, well, don't, there's always two sides, you know. Because, not for his sake, I didn't care about him, but I didn't want them to feel, you know, bitter against their father. And then he came here one time, and it was 25 years ago, because it was when David was a baby, or was born, something. And so they were glad to see him, and they wanted him to stay. They said, "Why don't you stay here? You know, it's a." They lived in Connecticut all the time, and they said, "You know, it gets so damn cold back there," and we didn't know what he worked at or how he lived or anything, but anyway, because he hitchhiked or rode a freight train or something to get out here, and they wanted him to stay. They said, "You can get a job here. This job's going, you know, and you can get a place near us, and we can see you once in a while," and they, you know, they felt, well, they could take care of him. He wouldn't stay, and oh, he got so drunk.
I was going to say, was he still drinking?
Yes, he was. While he was here, he stayed with us. Oh, Kenny and Lois were staying with me. They had just come back. They'd gone to Pittsburgh to see her sister, and they were going to stay there, but they didn't. They came back, and they were here, and yes, they stayed with me. And then he came, and we were all sleeping around every place then too in that house. And he came one night. He went out, and he came home in the middle of the night. Came back in the middle of the night, and he was so drunk. Came to the door, and he could hardly get in, you know. And Kenny got up, and I said, "Don't let him in." I said, "Keep him out there. Don't let him in this house." And he said, "Oh, Ma, come on. You can't leave him out there like that. Let him come in." So he brought him in, and he slept somewhere. And the next morning, I had to go to work the next morning, you know, and I wasn't going to leave him there. So I said, "Now, you're going to have to leave before I go to work, because I have to go. And you, hey, you, I don't want you coming around anymore, because I don't have all that I want." Well, he said, "Yeah, he knew he did the wrong thing." he went downtown. And now, don't ask me how he could do this. I wouldn't be able to do it, because I know. I've tried, this was on the telephone, I've tried saying to charge it to my phone, but I'm not at my phone now, mm-hmm. but charge it to it, and nothing to it. So he went downtown, and he said he wanted to call his sister-in-law in Tucson, and he told the operator to charge it to his telephone, my number. And the telephone was in the name of Kay McNeil, and his name is Ken, Kay McNeil, so he said, "Yeah, he's in the name of Kay McNeil, blah, blah, blah." So he called Mary in Tucson, and I got the bill the next month. $7 and something. I was so mad. I could kill him. Of all the things, you know, why would he do a thing like that? Oh, blah, blah, blah. Grace said, "Mother, of all the things he has done to you in your life, what's $7? She said, "You're going to have a stroke or something." They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last. All the things he has done to you in your life. What's $7? She said, "You're going to have a stroke or something." They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last time. I was living in Fort Wayne. So I went further. I went back. I went to Bridgeport. I knew he was living in Bridgeport, and his brother lived there. I went to his brother. Grace said, "Mother, of all the things he has done to you in your life, what's $7? She said, "You're going to have a stroke or something." They get it.
Is that the last?
Grace said, "Mother, of all the things he has done to you in your life, what's $7? She said, "You're going to have a stroke or something." They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, mother, of all the things he has done to you in your life, what's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that. Of all the things he has done to you in your life, what's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, mother. Of all the things he has done to you in your life, what's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Mother. Of all the things he has done to you in your life, what's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that
Grace said, Mother, of all the things he has done to you in your life, what's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last. All the things he has done to you in your life. What's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Of all the things he has done to you in your life. What's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last. The things he has done to you in your life. What's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last time I saw the things he has done to you in your life. What's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last time things he has done to you in your life. What's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him. When I went back, she said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him. When I went back to Ireland, she said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him. When I went back to Boston Town, Willis, what's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him. When I went back to, what's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him. When I went back to Boston, you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him. When I went back to Boston a few times, well, the time I went back, I went to
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him. When I went back to Boston a few times, the first time I went back, I went to, you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him. When I went back to Boston a few times, what's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him. When I went back to Boston a few times, what's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last of things he has done to you in your life. What's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke or something. They get it.
Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah, that's the last time. When I went back, blah, 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 blah. Grace said, Mother, of all the things he has done to you in your life, what's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke done to you in your life. Of all the seven things, you know, why would he do a thing like that? Blah, blah, blah. Grace said, Mother, of all the things he has done to you in your life, what's $7? She said you're going to have a stroke. Why would he do a